All right, City Council meeting for Tuesday, August 17th, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jeff Boyd, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day we have today. I thank you for us being able to skirt a storm and the other storm kind of going into below Cuba and dissipating. I just lift up today so many people that are in fear or that are hurting with COVID, that have lost loved ones. Lord, I just pray your hand on this country, the way it's isolated people, just and the fear that people have. I just pray your hand of calm. I pray for the people of Afghanistan, just for protection. And Lord, I just pray for this city, that we continue to make wise choices and that we're fair and we're kind to the people we deal with. It's in the name of Jesus I ask this. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Sorry about the error, folks. We're hoping our some of the tax revenues will be in soon so we can pay the bills. Okay, entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole from 7/20/21. There are no objections. Readings of the minutes will be waived or any corrections to the minutes. There are no corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? Yes, ma'am, please.
I'm Jeannie Fitzgibbons with Parks and Recreation. Just wanted to remind everyone that this Sunday evening, the 22nd, is our full moon paddle that we do as a fundraiser for Relay for Life. This is held out of our Wind and Water Learning Center. Luna's is handling the food that evening. Austin Thompson is providing the food. You bring your kayak and your willingness to get out on the water and have a beautiful evening, and we'll have some safety boats there, making a wonderful evening for you. It's $25 per person, and registration is online in Eventbrite and also these applications. So we appreciate it and hope everyone can come out. And if you want to just make donations that can go to Relay, I'll take that too.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you, ma'am.
It's a lot of fun if you've never done it.
Mayor, if I may. Yes, just a reminder that tomorrow the Friends of Army Aviation will be back with their Vietnam-era Huey helicopter. They're going to be doing rides out of the helipad at Wharf Parkway West there in front of the event center. The rides are going to cost $70 per person per ride. They can get 10 people per flight. If you've never done it before, it's absolutely amazing. So please come out and support them. They're a great group, and they their proceeds really go to good causes. So thank y'all.
Thank you, Chris.
They start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Their last flight will be 5 o'clock on Thursday.
This is off subject, but if you love crabs and you live near the water, the first full moon in August is always the best weekend of the year to crab. So put your traps out this weekend. Just a little tidbit.
Thank you, Jeff.
I put mine out last weekend and slaughtered them. And I'll do it again. Sorry, Mayor. We do live in a beach town.
Anybody else? Anything else? Would like, if we got Facebook working, yeah, and get me with me afterwards tomorrow about posts. But I want to ask everyone to lift up in prayer our policeman Brandon Ard.
Yes.
Who's suffering from COVID, and I think he's been in the hospital 50 days and in pretty bad shape. So I really would appreciate everybody remembering him.
Yes, Brandon Ard.
All right.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I did not know that. Happy birthday, Brandon.
Thank you, Alan.
Brandon Ard. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Moving to ordinances, second reading ordinance, meaning ordinance number 172, lot 25, Casablanca Drive, porch encroachment. Okay. Moving to new business under resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds to the Mako's Academics Arts Athletics Club in an amount of $217,451.95.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I have a question. Do we have to vote on that? Or if it fails?
We're discussing.
Yes. We do. Okay. All right. Going back to the ordinance, we have to vote on that. So
okay. Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any discussion? So a no would be there will be no encroachment. Yes would be. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
No.
Councilmember Johnson?
No.
Councilmember Mitchell?
No.
Councilmember Blaylock?
No.
Councilmember Boyd?
No.
Mayor Cannon?
No. All right. Resolution authorizing the execution of memorandum of agreement with the Alabama Gulf Coast Convention Visitor Bureau, Orange Beach Sports Commission Fund Athletic Facility Upgrades.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution adopting the 2021 Baldwin County Multi-Hazard Mitigation Plan.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of agreement, Baldwin County Commission, City of Orange Beach, and Planning Commission, City of Orange Beach, concerning exercise, subdivision regulations, planning jurisdiction, Municipal Planning Commission.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring certain personal property owned by the City of Orange Beach as surplus, authorizing the mayor and city to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring a vehicle owned by City of Orange Beach a surplus. Donation to the Backcountry Trail Foundation.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a second amended and restated fiber optics development agreement related documents with Camp Fox LLC doing business as Allen Fiber relating to fiber to the home services. Now, we're going to have to, hang on a second, we're going to have to do a motion to suspend the rules and roll call vote because it's a 750 amendment.
Yes.
One,
okay.
So then we will do a motion to adopt.
Oh, okay.
So do I have a motion to suspend?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. Resolution awarding the bid for Fire Station 5 Bay relocation to Suncoast Builders in an amount not to exceed $163,200.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes, please. Mr. Grimes, you sent us an email this afternoon, and you and I, before the council meeting, did discuss this. Now, this right here, this amount, I'm kind of confused. We're not doing away with that bay. We're leaving that bay. We're gonna surplus that bay.
Yeah, the next item is the existing bay, which we've proposed on the next item to sell to the wharf.
To sell to
so
the wharf.
So it would stay as is where they are.
And this bay we're talking about here for Suncoast.
This is new construction.
New construction.
Behind the former Public Works building, which is now our temporary fire station, which we have a 3-year lease with a 1-year extension.
That's exactly
on the
right.
School campus.
Do you remember what we paid for the one at the wharf?
60.
Yeah, 60,000. And the reason why it's named relocation is because we originally thought the relocation would be much cheaper, which is why that was our base bid. And then we decided, well, we'll put in an alternate of something brand new because the codes have changed from 2012 to 2018.
Sure.
So it would have needed to be updated anyways. And, you know, with the moving of metal structures, it turned out to be very close in
difference. So, Renee, you're saying that structure we built in 18 or 12?
It was back in 12, I can't remember the year.
Yeah.
I emailed about it, but I forgot
I
now.
I can't either.
The existing bay?
Yeah, the existing
bay. It was 2014, bay. I want to say.
I want to say something like
yeah.
that, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ms. Blaylock had asked me what I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
About the cost of that, and I thought it was $30,000.
So we've certainly.
Oh, no, it was around 60. 60.
Yeah. There were additional improvements as well with the garage doors, some concrete on the pad, which
right.
you can't move the concrete, and then I think some other electrical. So it's as is for them, they'll get use out of it and at the wharf on the next
sure.
item.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the future, this may become an option to stay for future school
for future
use for some other purpose on that site.
Yes.
Yeah, and we were disappointed with the price of it because, but with how metal is and labor and everything, it's very high. And that apparatus with us getting in the new fire engines and after the hailstorm, we certainly want
right.
it covered. So.
Okay,
very good.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes.
Sure.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring fire station number 5 apparatus base structure located at the wharf surplus, authorizing the sale to the wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of 2 used vehicles for the police department. Alabama Department of Economic Community Affairs, $28,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's a pretty good price.
Yes.
So we did
yes.
good.
Well, they're 2,000. They're 2013 vehicles, Explorers.
Yes.
$14,000 apiece. Appreciate that work.
Yes.
They'll do all we need them to do.
Yeah.
Resolution appropriating funds to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Purpose of sponsoring employee appreciation days for $1,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
I just want to say thank you to South Baldwin for what they have done for our employees
yes.
and for our community during the last year and a half with this COVID. Thank you very
yeah.
much.
Yeah. So there's Tri-City County, a large group of folks gathering together to feed them, I think, this Thursday,
mm-hmm.
from all the employees, just out of appreciation, because they're pretty stretched right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to public hearing, the public hearing for ordinance amending number 172, the zoning ordinance, Wilmore Beach Hotel PUD.
Okay, this is a plan unit development request at Romar Beach Baptist Church. The church is west of Phoenix West 2. Presently, the property is on RM2 or multifamily residential. This is a request for preliminary and final PUD approval to rezone 1.8 acres from RM2 to plan unit development for the purpose of converting the existing church into a hotel. This hotel will be affiliated with the Aloft by Marriott International. We'll go to our next slide. This gives an aerial map showing the site location. Again, it's between Beach Music and the Phoenix West condominium, two condominiums. If we go to our next slide, we get into talking about the PUD master plan and site plan. 76 lodging rooms are proposed with this hotel. There are 127 total beds. All rooms will be less than 600 square feet. And that being the case, it will be counted as half a unit for density calculation purposes. So this equates to 38 units. And the proposed density will be 20.7 based on 8 units per acre. By right, it's 42 units per acre is your maximum density, and that's about 76 total units. If hotels were allowed in RM2, they could have 153 lodging rooms on the site. The existing building has a total height of five floors. There's a two-level parking garage in front of the church building. The project will add 6,400 square feet to the third, fourth, and fifth floors of the building. This new construction will be 20 feet from the west side lot line. I think there might have been some confusion during the public hearing at the Planning Commission meeting. Planning Commission, by the way, gave this a favorable recommendation. The vote was 5-3 on that. The total new construction is about 22,800 square feet on the three floors combined. The gross floor area will increase from 54,600 square feet, what it is now, to a little over 77,000 square feet. We'll go to our next slide. We go to the by right plan that was presented by the applicant. 76 units. What you're seeing in the red is what is proposed. So it's 38 units or 76 lodging rooms that they're proposing. Again, the maximum density is 42 units per acre. And they're doing 20.7 units per acre. There are 170 bedrooms. They're doing two. In their by right plan, they presented two bedroom units and five bedroom units. That comes up to 170 bedrooms. Total, assuming you know that each bedroom has one bed, that's 170 beds. This hotel will have 127 total beds. And the gross floor area, just based on what they presented, is a little more, 242,000 square feet of gross floor area. And this building would be 77,370 square feet once you get the addition. Added. If we go to our next slide, the requested waivers from the zoning ordinance, the first one deals with the 5-foot landscape strip that's on the east side between the drive and the wall at Phoenix West 2. They're requesting to eliminate that so they can expand the drive on that side for fire and emergency vehicle access. I believe they have to have 26 feet. And then the second one deals with land use buffer. When you have a high intense use, such as a hotel next to duplex, you have to have 30 feet as your land use buffer. Since this is an existing building, they're requesting that it be maintained what it is now. Now, back in 06, the Board of Adjustment gave a variance for the parking garage to be 5 feet from the west side lot line. I believe the survey showed it being 5.4 feet. So if we go to our next slide. Again, this is just another view of the site plan. Next slide. We get to the floor layouts on levels 1 and 2. And the top one is the second floor layout. This would be the top of the parking garage. And the red area is where the addition will go over the parking garage. So it will still be 20 feet from the side lot line. It's not going to be closer. If we go to our next slide, these are the floor layouts for 3 through 5. And as you see, the red box area shows the proposed addition where that will be constructed onto the church building. Next slide. When Plan Commission had requested that they dress up the building, add some coastal design elements, and the next three slides are the revised architectural elevations. Okay. Parking evaluation, when we did this, they have to, they're required to have 96 spaces, and they're providing 97, so they are meeting the parking requirement. 21 of the spaces will be compact spaces, and I believe that may be around 18%. 25 is the maximum, 25% is the maximum that you can have. And also, they'll have three full-time leaders, of which one will be permitted to park on the premises, and all other employees will be show up to the hotel by the management group. And what we understand is that they do this for their other hotels in Gulf Shores and Baldwin County. If we go to our next slide, we just get some other comments. There are hospitality rooms on the third, fourth, and fifth levels. Staff has requested a note be added to the plan, and it has, that these rooms will not be converted into lodging rooms in the future. Comply with the fire code requirement, the project proposed a paved turnaround between the parking garage and Highway 182. This will require shifting of the pedestrian-oriented sidewalk that's there and the utilities in that area to accommodate the turnaround area. The existing sewer system needs to be evaluated by the project engineer and upgraded as necessary. Applicant states they meet one of the 12 design objectives for plan unit developments, and it complies with the future land use map. Next slide are just the conditions that were placed, the approval of the revised architectural elevations, revising the master plan to revise some additional details requested by staff, having no half walls installed on the columns underneath the structure. This is to bring those parking spaces now into compliance. The hospitality rooms not being converted into lodging rooms, revising landscape and civil plans to match, and particularly with the turnaround area in the front, which caused the sidewalk, and the utilities are going to have to be relocated. Adding fire lane signage on the aerial access road on the east side, adding no parking signage to the proposed fire truck turnaround area in the front, and evaluating the on-site sewer system to handle the proposed loading. And if you have any questions.
Thank you. Griffin, anyone have a
Griffin,
question?
And you said this was a Marriott concept?
That's what they said, A-Loft.
Right. I stayed in one in New Orleans.
Very
nice.
Did
you? It's a boutique hotel.
Okay.
Very nice. Right. Mm-hmm.
So what utilities are required to be moved for the turnaround?
It's the utilities that are in the front area because the turnaround area is going to be in the front, and due to the loading of the fire truck, those are going to have to be, the water and the sewer.
Water and sewer, mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a minor concern, the detail that needs to be addressed.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy to see that the requirement for more coastal look is still on the table, because I can't see that very well, but I don't see that there's any real change except color gradient. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Is there a real change?
We go to the first one. They've added some different colors, like some different cladding to the east side. And
the awnings.
Mm.
Is the brown a different exterior than the...
The wood?
Is it wood?
That's what Craig shaking his head.
Yeah. It's basically the lodge in Gulf Shores, the way they have it off the coastal wood.
Right.
Wood.
Same mm-hmm. thing. Okay.
Okay, well, other than like in Gulf Shores, I would like to see it a little more coastal looking than that. So I'm glad it's still on the list.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Griffin. We'll open the floor up for comments. Anyone have a comment?
My name is Ben Bowles. We own Beach Music Property. Thank you for your time and consideration. I'd just like to point out that a hotel is not allowed in RM2. You know, and anything that's kind of built by right, you know, like a high rise, would still have to have a 30-foot setback with the 8-foot wall, from what I understand.
20. What's the setback?
20-foot
setback. Okay, so still, it'd still be 30 feet from the property line, correct?
Existing 5-foot buffer currently.
But by right, it would have to be 30 feet.
But it's an existing 5-foot.
At the parking garage.
Correct.
Okay.
5 feet. And this is not increasing the level of nonconformity significantly because you have the 5-foot currently existing.
But it's putting hotel rooms within 20 feet, where now we've got parking that's used once or twice a week. So it is a consideration there.
I don't know that I'm following, to be honest with you. Are you talking about on the potential future building or the current?
Yeah, they're going to put an addition over the parking deck that's there now. Mm-hmm. The parking deck that's currently got a 5-foot setback. Mm-hmm. They're going to put more rooms over that, which they're saying is going to be 20 feet from the property line. Well, it should be 30 feet, if by right.
I don't think so. Clarify.
Generally, a buffer is a concern about the impacts of a development on an adjacent property. So the question becomes, you have currently two stories of a parking garage 5 feet from the property line. So if you go to that second story and you set it back 20 feet rooms, would that be significantly more impactful than having it 30 feet when it's already two stories above that property and an existing 5-foot setback? So it's questionable as to whether that is having an effect on that buffer, in staff's opinion.
You know, so we feel that since a hotel cannot be on RM2, converting this to a PUD would be upzoning. You know, that's the only way this hotel can be in place is with a PUD. You know, it only meets one of the requirements from what they're admitting in their application. They've got the pool. If you could show the slide from the beach side of this here. That pool is built in the buffer zone, correct? It's built right on the property line from what I understand.
That is correct.
Okay, so how is that not building in the setback?
That is worth considering by council.
Yeah, because that's right on our property line and right beside our houses.
Craig, will you move the pool? Okay.
It's 5 foot off the property line.
Yeah, the one we did.
5 foot drain space between the pool and the property line.
And we gave a variance to the ones right up here at the T that they're 1.8 feet off the property
bluffs.
Line. At the bluffs. We sure did. Because of a similar, and they landscaped it and blocked it, similar to what they were doing here. So I hear them, but.
It's on the beach.
Exactly.
You know, even if they put it on the other side, then that's in that setback.
It's a PUD.
Yeah, well, I get that, but the PUD's what allows them to do it.
That's what I'm saying. You're exactly right. That's what PUD's up. Exactly right.
So it's not, sir.
The zoning ordinance was recently changed. I want to make sure you all are aware of the recent amendment that you approved. I know you all approved it, but I just want to remind you, if a solid wall is built 8 feet tall, that buffer is reduced to 15 feet. So if there's a way to adjust that pool to be at 15 or near 15 feet with a wall, that would be in compliance with the zoning ordinance.
If it was not a PUD.
Correct.
But this is a PUD.
Correct.
So it'd be anywhere we deem appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do want to mention one more thing.
Even though Beach Music is duplex developments, it was approved as a multi-family development. These are duplexes that are high density. It's not like a duplex on a 7,000 square foot lot. These are duplexes that are closer to each other. They don't have the green space. It's more like an RM2 development, a multifamily development, not like individual single houses and duplexes. And I just want to make sure that we remember that too.
Beach Music being the name of the Bowles project.
Correct.
Correct. And I believe we have 68 beds on the Beach Music property. And correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, but I believe there are 68 beds, and this is 76 beds. So they're not really that different with regard to a density issue.
Well, essentially, Beach Music is a de facto hotel. That's how it functions. You check in, spend the night. I mean, it's no different than a hotel. It's not residential.
Yeah.
It's not a condo. Then what is it?
They're rental houses. It's much different from a hotel.
Not in my opinion. Again, that's
great. Well,
legally it is. That's fine. It's not any different. And the ordinance doesn't dictate that. So the point being is it functions as a hotel. So
it doesn't. There's no room service. There's nothing like that.
I don't think Sleep Inn has room service. I don't think they have a kitchen. So anyway, please continue.
Well, there's a three-night minimum with our rental houses. Mm-hmm. Okay, hotels don't do that. I mean, the whole structure and management is completely different. You can't equate them.
It functions. Look, it's just a matter of opinion. You're welcome to yours, and please continue that. I don't need to debate you over this.
Well, you know,
I'm not going to change my mind, so just please continue.
Okay, well, you know, mainly I'm saying this is going to have a major detriment to our property. You know, we feel it's going to be 5 stories, where it's now 2 stories, as far as where our main houses are. You know, it's going to block out a lot of the view, a lot of the sun. You're putting hotel rooms right beside the pools. I mean, you know, we just feel that it's wrong. It's wrong. It's a major upzoning. It's bringing in more than what's currently there and what's currently allowed there. And that's what this PUD does.
Any questions for Mr. Bowles?
No.
Yes. Mr. Bowles, so you've got 64 rooms in your development.
68, yes.
68. How many buildings do you have?
Well, there's five buildings there.
Five buildings. Will you explain to me what detriment this, if this is approved, will have on your five buildings?
Well, there's a couple of things it's going to do. You know, it's going to extend the actual structure of the hotel, with what's currently the church, way beyond what it is now. So it's going to cut out a lot of the view. It's going to just completely put our pools in shade for half the day. It's putting a lot more people on the beach than's currently there now. I mean, it's an issue. I mean, we already have overcrowding on the beach as it is because, you know, the way the Phoenix is set up, you know, you've got a lot of those rental chairs there, so there's not a lot of room for people who are bringing their own chairs and umbrellas and everything. So they come over to our side, and that's fine. I mean, but right now, if you bring in, you know, beachgoers instead of churchgoers, you know, which what a hotel is going to do, it's bringing more and more people there. I mean, we already have overcrowding.
Yeah. What is your... But y'all are still building, right?
I'm sorry?
Y'all are still building, though, right?
We're not building.
You're not building anymore?
No. Well, no.
You're not building that, so you're done building, right?
Well, I'm saying, currently at Beach Music, we're not
building.
Oh, it's
okay. You don't want other people to build, but y'all going to continue building, right?
Where are you building?
Okay. That's what I'm asking you. Are you going to continue building?
We're not building anywhere right now.
Ever again, right?
Well, I'm not going to say ever. Okay. Are you ever going to approve another pod?
Oh, absolutely I am.
Well, there you go.
That's what I do. Yeah. My point is, to the west of you, is that residential? Because
yes.
I see two homes, so yours has the same effect on them that you're saying they have on you.
No, because we're the same zoning.
Exactly. Thank you, sir.
And you're gonna make this a PUD, which is more.
No, sir.
It is, sir.
It's an
RM2 right now, which a hotel cannot be.
Listen to me. Do not interrupt me again. Do you understand? What you're presenting is not accurate. It is the exact same zoning that you have, right?
Right now it is.
Okay. So you have 68 units on your zoning, right? On your property.
Yes.
With the same, but they can't have the same number of units, give or take, on
there. They cannot put a hotel on the RM2, matter which way you skin it.
So you're okay if they do condos?
Yeah, if they want to put high-rise there, go ahead and do it.
That doesn't bother you one bit?
Nope.
Okay.
Let them go ahead and build Burrow.
Okay. Well, again, that's irrational and illogical, so you just sort of defeated
your
argument. It is my opinion, and that's what we're up here for, is our opinion. But you just really, you're saying you don't want them to do that, but it's okay for a 26-story condo. You just set shadows on your property, but you don't care about a 26 condo.
They're not going to be able to build. They're going to have to knock that
it's
down.
It's a contradiction is what you're saying.
It's not,
it
because they're not
going
to be able to build by right.
No.
It's just not going to work.
That's what a PUD's for. It reduces density. So their density at 70 whatever number of units is roughly half the square footage of what a condo could be at 100% of by right building. Now, let's just say they build 80%. Let's say they build 70% of by right. They're still at a 60, somewhere in that range, reduction in square footage. Reduction in square footage is reduction in density, it's reduction in people, it's reduction in cars, it's reduction in impact. So you're arguing that it's too much of an impact to do the hotel, but you're okay with twice the square footage and impact of a condo. So I don't understand that.
They're not going to be able to build it the way
I just need to understand the logic of your argument, is all I'm saying. It's okay for them to build twice. Your argument is it's too much of a negative impact.
They're going to have a 30-foot setback. So we have a less. It's not right on our property.
The logic of your argument is that financially somebody can't tear the building down, buy the property, and build it.
They're going to have a 30-foot setback.
I'm talking. The logic of your argument is that they're not going to be able to build by right because they can't afford to do the project by right.
That's just an observation.
Hey, I'm still talking. Several things you've said that have raised flags. Number one, I have a pool and I put 20 buckets of ice in it when I swim in it. I go to my ice machine and I fill it up, and I would love to have shade in my pool half the day because it's hot in the summer. And most people that get in a pool here would love to have a cooler pool. Most people try to put chillers on them if possible. This project is a little different in the city of Orange Beach than a basic project. And it's one of the beauties of living in a town where it still has the character of protecting the people the community, and in this case, a church. This is not identical to every project, and every project that comes up here is different. Every situation is different. Some people might get a 1.8-foot setback on a pool, and somebody else, we may turn it down because of the situation. In this situation, you probably had the best year you've ever had in rentals on your properties. You know good and well you're arguing for your own agenda because you know they will never build by right because it can't be done. But I'm going to argue as a community for a second. If we don't approve this project, we have a church that's in dire need of where their future goes. And that building very may become a blighted building, and you might get graffiti on the side of it if we don't do something with it. So we have a choice as a council to decide what we deem best for the city and for the citizens of this city. Every situation is different. If the church gets to approve this, they get to move forward as a church. If they don't, they very well may not. And you're not considering that factor at all. And that is not a monetary factor. That's a heart factor. So we do get the benefit as a council to use our own logic and to choose decisions sometimes that may be a little bit outside of the parameters. But if you logically looked at the two, you may have a three-night minimum, but you are a hotel. I wouldn't want you in my neighborhood because it would ruin the course of a neighborhood. If you do ever get it by right, and they did do it, you'd have 14 stories, and you're saying that would be okay, only because it meets your agenda. What meets the church's agenda is that this thing happens. What meets the city's agenda is that we don't have a blighted building. So there are a lot of other factors that don't fit into your argument because it's not part of your agenda. So I have to take a decision that's based on what's best for the city of Orange Beach, what's best for a church, and what's best for all the citizens of Orange Beach. So I appreciate where you're coming from. I understand it, but I don't think you're taking the heart space into the whole factor of what we're dealing with as a city. And we do it a lot of times, whether it's cats, whether it's neighbors, whether it's protecting neighborhoods from rentals in a neighborhood. We make decisions that are tough all the time that not everybody agrees with. So I hear what you're saying, but I disagree with your logic, and I'm taking it from a completely different approach.
And I appreciate you bringing that up. I believe my father has a few things to say along those means. But I appreciate your time.
Yeah, and can we, since you're right, and this is not nothing, I just want to discuss it. The term upzoning is not a design or a definition that is, it is a determination of the council what upzoning means. And it's generally based around intensity. I think every PUD we've dealt with, for the most part, unless there was an environmental factor, was based around reducing intensity. And any time we've approved a PUD, there was a reduction in density, which again, reduction in traffic, reduction in environmental concerns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
and we've always said no upzoning in a residential neighborhood.
Exactly.
This is not a residential neighborhood.
It's not a traditional neighborhood.
Yeah. Mayor, may I just address the upzoning issue?
Yes, you may.
During the Planning Commission, at which all three of the bowls were in attendance, in response to my question about the zoning change, whether it be up or down, our counsel, John Lawler, strictly and definitively said that this project is a down zoning by all definitions. So it is a change in zoning, but it is not an up zoning. It is a down zoning.
Thank you,
Annette.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to add to the things my son Ben said. The issue is, and I don't like the way that some of the councils said what we do and what we don't do. We've kept within the zoning we approved. But the church was granted a variance to put their building 5 foot from our property. A two-story car park was what it was, and it's used irregularly. Now we're going to see a five-story building with the same setback. Now, you can draw straws and say, okay, well, the parking garage is 5 foot, but the building is 20 foot, but it's one building, it's all connected. We're not going to have it at the stage where you say, paint the car parking garage, and then it's 5 foot, but the building is 20 foot. So that's one thing we oppose bitterly, right?
Right. Second, well, the five foot setback was granted a variance.
That's correct.
So it is a legal setback. It's not a nonconformity, it is a legal setback. that goes on in perpetuity. Now, the current the addition to the building is going to meet the setback requirements of the current HUD ordinance.
Please say that again, please.
The current setback of the additional building will meet the setback requirements.
Well,
the parking deck's going nowhere.
We disagree. That will sort that out.
Okay.
Okay. And secondly, this. The story I heard a minute ago was a story about the church and what's going to happen. I personally tried to give the church a rescue to keep them there. I wanted to keep them there. They've been good people, and I love to see those young kids come and enjoy themselves. The thing about that now, we see people that are on the sidelines making money out of this, I call it carcass sale, of a church. The church was good neighbours and a good thing for the Orange Beach to have. Motels are like cars everywhere. So the church would have been a bigger asset to the city of Orange Beach, bringing those young children down from up north or wherever they come from. And I've seen them arrive in the coach and get all excited and get to the beach. That's more important to me than what we do. And secondly, I take homage in what you tell me what we do. What we do and what we don't do. We've stopped within the zoning we do. We behave ourselves. Hell, you guys just sue me. We started a lawsuit, went forever, and the court said, I was right.
I didn't sue anybody.
You sued us, sir.
I
didn't sue you.
I'll rephrase that. I sued you to get the correction.
Okay.
I had to sue you to get my...
We should correct this comment. You think you offered the church a fair price, or did you try to get it in a fire sale?
No. I've never done that. I've never made them a fair price. I said that I'd give them money to keep the... I want to keep them there. I wanted to keep the church
buy
there.
The property.
Buy it. Buy it at a fair price. You could have many times.
Let me tell you something. If I wanted to buy it, I'd buy it tomorrow. But I don't want to buy it. I want to keep it as it is.
But it's not your property.
If you want to keep it as it is,
it is. It's not my property. But I'd rather keep it that way. But the thing about that is that if you want to try and use the cut a straw to say, well, the 5 feet variance is only for there, but the motel is going to be 30 feet in, it's all the one building, guys. It's all the one building. And that's the way I'm going to take a look at it.
Thank you for your comment, sir.
Absolutely. Anyone else?
Thank you for letting me speak. My name is Christopher Callahan, 24522 Perdido Beach Boulevard. Don't live there, but have a property interest there. So a couple things. One, the ground that you own in property rights, and I'm a lawyer by trade, and everything above you belongs to you. So the church and the sky all the way above it belongs to the church. And the people that own that property, beach music or sheet music or whatever this, they don't own the view that's above this ground. They're not entitled to that view.
Exactly.
And they don't have a say to that view. The beach that extends out in front of Romar Beach Baptist Church up to the mean tide line belongs to that property. And beach music doesn't have a say as to how many people go out onto the property beside them. It's just a simple property rights issue. We cannot control the property of our neighbor. Our neighbor gets to control it. Now, in regards to a PUD, one, I agree this is a downzoning because density by right would be twice as much as what this PUD is offering, so it is a downzone. But secondly, PUDs are really good vehicles because it gives the city more control to look out. I mean, y'all are the representatives of the people. Y'all get to look out for the people in a PUD. Whatever plan gets approved, they have to stick to that. They have to do it with your recommendations, exactly as you said. You know, I asked the question, can you move the pool? The applicant said, yeah, we can move the pool. If it had to be moved, the city gets so much more control over what the city looks like, what the city is, what goes in the city with the PUD. Whereas by right, there's a lot of things they could do, might be pretty, might not be pretty, and y'all couldn't turn it down. So I think a PUD gives the city much more control over the people that you represent, you know, or over being the people's voice for what's there and keeps things that aren't there. For instance, Councilwoman Mitchell, you want a more coastal theme. I love that. All right. I want us to have coastal themes too. As one of my representatives, I'm glad that you brought that up. But with a PUD, we can do that. By right, they could put a concrete block building and it doesn't have to be pretty. So I like PUDs. I think that there's a purpose for them, and I think that this meets the purpose. So that's all my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Sir.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I've listened, and I want to make you aware of one thing that you may not know.
I'm sorry. Can I get your name?
Yeah, my name is Paul Smith. I was the founding pastor of Romar Beach Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. This property is set for foreclosure 1 week from today, on August 24th. If I am able to buy that property, it will remain a church, and it will remain a retreat center. Don't know what will happen in 1 week, but I wanted you to know this building is set for foreclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
And while I appreciate that, Pastor, I don't think that has any bearing on the decision in front of us. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Well, the recommendation would be that you meet Annette's expectations of beach look if this goes forward, with me having the veto over Annette. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Strong mayor, weak council. We're less than 15,000 residents.
But and we're getting to this come a long way.
Yeah.
But we're getting close.
We're getting closer. Yeah.
We're getting closer.
But, I mean, I do think it matters, and it matters a lot, because we have held a lot of other people's feet to that standard. And I think Annette brings up a great point. If this is approved, then it needs to really be a special look.
With the franchise, and it takes a little longer to get approval, but they're open for that.
Kid Alexander Community Development, that would need to be included in the motion. So if you would please include that motion, that there would need to be revised architectural drawings, including coastal design components, elements. Appreciate it.
Mr. Johnson, it does look much better than it did. I related to the Best Western Premier that's out on the beach. That looks very beachy around the corner, and it's for Best Western, I kind of smile when I see it because they've done such a good job there inside and out. So I do like the direction that it's headed. Thank y'all for the efforts.
Where's the front view? Can I see the road view? Yeah, I think that's what needs to be addressed in some way, form, or fashion. Anybody?
You said something at the lodge, yeah. Gulf State Park. I believe a lot of that exterior is E-Pate, the tropical hardwood, something like that.
That's what it is.
That's what you're lending to.
Correct.
Yeah. Behind the shutter is
it does.
The view doesn't show the dimension.
Right.
But all the wood, the upside down L shape, the wood on the top and on the sides, it's off of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So with the lighting behind it, and it's a driftwood color. We have worked on that for as hard as we could for the last 3 weeks.
Any other comments? Anybody else have anything they'd like to say? Okay, then we'll close the public hearing. Okay, moving to ordinance. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Romar Beach Hotel PUD.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor
yes.
Bennett?
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Any more questions? Comments? So moved.
Move to adopt the ordinance with coastal design elements that are approved by Miss Annette and sub-approved or hierarchy up above her approved by the mayor.
Let's just say approved by all.
Yeah.
How's that? We'll approved say approved by all.
More fair.
Approved by all, please.
Sorry, I was being facetious.
I know you were, man.
Second.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennedy?
Yes. All right. Moving to public comments, and then, okay, we'll hold those till after Committee of the Whole. We'll adjourn, immediately go into the Committee of the Whole. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
All right. We'll call the committee of the whole to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Okay, consideration of previous minutes of a work session. Regular council meeting committee, the whole of 8-3-2021 will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business. A resolution appointing Chris Callahan as a municipal court judge, City of Orange Beach.
Mayor.
We all feel good about that?
Yes. Now, will he be shadowing Judge Bracken for a while?
Yeah, I think there was an overlap of...
Till the end of the year.
Yeah, to the end of the year, possibly.
Good. Okay.
Something of that nature. It was a month, 2 months, something like that.
All right. Chris. You good with that?
Yes, sir.
It's part of the job.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Thank you.
And I'll also explain that as part of the shadowing period is that the associate's position, not
the main. That's correct. We'll look and see how your shadowing goes, and we'll come back to you.
Right now, the date of appointment is December 1st because right. Judge Bracken's term ends November 30th.
Okay.
Would you like to change that date of appointment?
Yeah, I think if you're ready to start.
Or do you?
I've been a judge for 3 years, and I'm ready to start whenever you want to.
Would you come to the microphone, sir?
Yeah, I guess what we were thinking.
Chris, are you going to have conflicts with your judgeship up in Groveville? Are you? What are we doing there?
I will not have any conflicts. I have actually adjusted that schedule to make sure that's already been adjusted. That adjustment starts September 1st. So there would be no conflicts there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think the only question would be spending a couple of days in court with Judge Bracken on the bench just to observe, and you may have already done that a dozen times or maybe been before Judge Bracken a bunch.
Probably 100 times, but not with the focus of doing that. Right. That was with the focus of representing clients, so this would be with a different focus.
Do we have a recommendation from the council? Do y'all have an idea how y'all would like to proceed, or January?
30 days is good.
Okay, then we'll shoot for November 1st. Is that good?
November 1st.
Does that go with you?
However the council would like to handle it, I'm ready to serve. I've served before, and I'd like to serve again.
November 1st.
Thank you, Judge.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mayor, sorry.
I've been called worse. So. Resolution appropriating funds support Harbor Animal Coalition, prorated for this year for $3,333.33, and then hopefully for year 22, we'll move to $10,000.
How did we come up with those numbers?
4 months remaining, $10,000 a year. So we figure we'll pay them for the remaining 4 months, let them prove themselves, and then we'll put in the budget the $10,000 for next year that they'll get in January.
Sounds good.
Good, good.
Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
And this is predominantly for the TNR to be funded and continue, and then they'll support other operations.
You're good, Joni, because you're the closest to it.
Did we tell them we were going to do 10?
He never asked for anything, I think they're thankful for all of this.
Okay. Yeah, I think he would left. He was gone after we talked about it.
Their group, that is a huge asset.
I called him and told him 10.
Yeah, I thought we said 10 annually, but I didn't know he was going to. So I would have actually figured putting it in this budget for next year.
Right.
I wouldn't even think about giving anything this year.
All right. I'll call
this is probably a win for them based on that discussion.
Well, they were going to go talk to Foley and Gulf Shores as well. So,
I got you. Okay.
So that's
and I did notify the
and
other
they were
cities
trying to get some property, some additional property to do.
All right. Why don't we do this?
To help the.
Let's go forward with it like it is. But then, if there is a reason they need more, and we'll consider it. I'm open. We're not talking about that much more. I'm open to it because it is a valuable service.
Just bring it to us, John.
Yeah. The next. So in September, bring it to us to the first council meeting. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Resolution appropriating funds for National Sojourners, sponsoring local events benefiting first responders, $500. Resolution authorizing sole source purchase replacement pump for Mariner Lakes Lift Station, $18,558. Resolution authorizing execution of Alabama Association of Fire Chiefs Mutual Aid Consortium Agreement. Resolution
consortium. Authorizing I don't like consortium.
Consortium?
Consortium.
On that, consortium.
I think
that?
He's saying it correctly.
I'll say this summary, and if I get it wrong, Chief Kimmerth can add. But basically, this is something statewide the Fire Chiefs Association is pushing that for the local cities, and this is basically helping us. So if we ask for mutual aid in an event such as after the hurricane, hopefully it will help the FEMA process of getting reimbursed for that so they get paid as well.
Right.
Is that fair?
You agree with that, Chief?
Well, let me clarify that.
Okay.
Mike Kimmerling, Fire Chief. So I've been on the phone with the Fire Chief Association since it started. I'm a member of the committee that's trying to put this together. So this is a stopgap right now to make sure that when they come down to help us, like they did, that they are protected both legally from when they came down here last time, they need legal authority to come down and operate in our jurisdiction. They need to make sure they have protections from any liability if someone gets hurt or vehicles get damaged. This is a stopgap. We're still having to work very hard to develop some sort of policy or agreement that FEMA is going to like, and I'm probably going to lean on all of you to help us because it's probably going to have to be legislated. EMA has to be involved, and we have to have EMA make that call, assign a number to get us to get that reimbursement from FEMA. And so I just was on the conference call again today, and we're going to be working on that very hard to make sure that happens. So that's where we're at with that.
Everybody good?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what I said.
Thank you, Chief.
We will do whatever it takes, Chief.
Resolution authorizing the franchise Rock and Roll Lofts, remove and dispose commercial solid waste, transport construction and demolition debris. Ordinances, public hearing, first reading, Somersault PUD modification, addition of 7 lots. Phase 2, reminder public hearing for the vacation of the right-of-way located at East Andrews Lane, September 7th, 2021. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
All righty then. Anybody else got anything they'd like to announce or talk about or say?
If there's any talks between Gulf Shores and Orange
County. I can't hear you, ma'am.
Someone wants to know if there's any talks between Gulf Shores and Orange Beach about the roads happening yet.
About the
road,
the bridge.
I have not heard from Mayor Kraft. He's presented something in the paper about two bridges. I don't care
Three
if it's two
bridges,
or I don't care if it's 22 bridges. Just don't mess up our traffic flow and cause us grief. That's the bottom line. Is that it, ma'am? Forgive me. I'm the one with the hearing issue, not you. So, all righty. That's everything. Then I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move
on to executive session.
Not today. It was moved, rescheduled to next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, everybody.
Yep. Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.